pray about it. Because I'm going to say you hadn't been praying about it. Pray about it. And just ask God what he would have you do to support this ministry. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most holy and righteous Father, Lord, we just thank you right now again for another opportunity to be in your house. For another opportunity, Lord, to be able to partake of this part of the worship and giving. And God, we just thank you right now for all of our faithful givers, all of those who continually, week in and week out, support this ministry. Those that do not even come into these walls, Lord, we appreciate the support that they give us financially, the support that is given to us prayerfully. And God, I just ask that you continue to touch the hearts and the minds of your people and give you all the praise and all the glory in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Y'all a good looking bunch in here this morning. I can say that because you were probably here last Sunday and the Sunday before that. And you were a good looking bunch then. But we do appreciate all of you who come out to be with us in the sanctuary. We appreciate all of you who are tuned in on the webcast. We appreciate you being with us. And I just want to get into the word this morning. And you know, you can look at me and you can see I'm a boomer. There's no getting around it. I can't hide it. The fact of the matter is, I am a boomer. Therefore, being a boomer, I sometimes do things that boomers do. For instance, I still prefer to watch my news on TV. My family, on the other hand, they prefer to get their news on glass, be it on their phone or on the computer or on a laptop, a tablet. So they talk about me, lovingly, of course. But I am who I am. I am a boomer. But whether you're like me and you like to watch your news on TV, or you're like them and you like to get your news on glass, if you have been keeping up with what is going on in our world today, the names Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff should be familiar to you. These two men have traveled the world the last 14 months representing the U.S. Now, when these two men enter a room, you can expect something to happen, be it good or be it bad. Something's going to happen. But when we enter the room, bam, nothing happens. It's because we do not represent who they represent. They go in and they have the full backing of the United States of America behind them. And so when they're meeting and they're talking with people, the people that they're meeting and they're talking with know that they have the full backing of the United States. Now, they don't go in there talking about, well, I think it should be this way, or I think it should be that way, or these are my thoughts. But they go in speaking and negotiating and talking with the thoughts of the United States behind them. Now, I said all that to say this. A representative walks in the authority and the message and the character of the one who sent them. It's about identity, and when someone represents, they carry the reputation and character of the one they stand for. Representation includes speaking the message of the one who sent you. It's about, It includes speaking the message of the one who sent you. I guess I must have thought it was important. I put it in there twice. But this morning, what I want to do is I want to look at a few scriptures that shows what being a representative is all about. And I hope to encourage us so that we understand what it is for us to be a representative and why it is time for us to represent. When we look at what's going on in the world, everybody who has a belief or a thought, I shouldn't say everybody, a lot of people. You know, I say everybody, then that means everybody, and that may not be the case. A lot of people have a belief, they have a thought, and they want to get it out there. And they want to let you know what they represent. I represent wearing pink today. So this is what I'm all about. I represent going out and stopping by and get me something to eat on the way home. So that's what I'm going to tell you about, because that's what I'm representing. But we as believers, we represent Jesus Christ. And so I want to encourage us today that we should be representing Jesus. And I'm hoping that maybe I can help us a little bit to understand how to represent him. And what I want to do is just go through a couple of scriptures this morning. And I want to start in Genesis 24. When you look at Genesis 24, starting with verse 1, it says, "And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of the house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under thy thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go into my country and my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac." Now, when we look at this, Abraham's servant was going into Canaan to represent Abraham. And when you go farther down in the scripture, it says that the servant loaded up 10 camels, not with things that he had, but 10 camels of his master's good. Now, as I said, when we are representing someone, we are going in their name. We're going in their authority. We're going in representing what the person wants, not what we want. Because when you read through there, the servant says, "Well, what if I get there and I can't find one? Or what if I get there and she doesn't want to come?" And Abraham told him, "Okay, then you're no longer holding to the swearing that you've done." But the servant gathered up the things and set out to go to Canaan. God tells us what we need to do. He gives us direction. And so when we load up, be it to go to this person or to that person to represent Jesus, then we need to go loaded up with his things. The servant didn't go to promote himself. And when you read through there, It talks about when he got to the well, the first thing he did was he prayed. When we're going out to represent and we're not going in ourselves, maybe we need to take a step back and we need to pray. We need to acknowledge God. He said, acknowledge me in all thy ways and I will direct your path. So, you know, I'm trying to make it fit in all areas of our life because none of us are sending out a servant. First, we ain't got no servants because we can't afford to have somebody on staff 24/7. But we're not sending anybody out to find a wife for. However, God sends us out. We're being sent out as his servant. Therefore, we should look at it as going out, and we're not going out to say, this is what I think. Or, you know, I don't want to see a show of hands or hopefully nothing on anybody's face. When you go out and you know somebody, they have browbeat somebody down so trying to get them to accept Jesus. That's not the way we go. You know, the servant, Abraham's servant, he could have took some other men with him, went out in Canaan and said, she looks good. Grab her boys. We're going to take her back. That's not the way that God does it. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn you. So as we're representing him, we need to be having some level of loving kindness when we're dealing with people. And not just trying to beat them over the head and make them do what it is that we want them to do. And you go on and the servant, I'm trying to get through the servant pretty quick, but it's taking me longer. He got there with the family. He told them what he wanted, that Abraham had sent him and asked if Rebecca could go and laid out all the goods. What he did was he went in, he spoke for Abraham. He showed her what to expect, what she was marrying into. When we go and we talk to people about giving their life to the Lord, we need to be able to be an example and show them what God has done in our life and then let them know what they can expect that God is going to do in their life. Not expecting because this is what I think that God's going to do. How about we take them to the scripture? Show them what the word says. You know, they have that book called The Little Precious Promises. We don't need just the promises. We can show them all of what God has said. Not just for what God is going to do for us in this life, but what he has for us in the life to come. So he had laid all that out for her. And she had to make up her mind as to whether or not she wanted to go. But thank God she did go. So she came on. Servant took her back. Isaac accepted her. It was a good thing. So when we're sent by God, we're sent on a mission. We don't identify with ourself, our will, but we identify with the person who has sent us. So when we go out and we're talking to people about the Lord, we're not doing it in our self-will, but we're doing it in the will of the Father. So let's look at Luke 10. And this is getting a little bit closer to home. Luke 10 and 1 says, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whether he himself would come. Now, when Jesus sent the 70 out, you know, we always look at the back end of that, which is when they came back rejoicing, you know, because even the devil was subject unto them. But when he sent them out, he sent them out on a mission. He sent them out to represent him before he ever got there. And the reason why I said I'm going to bring it home a little bit closer to us, Because as a representative, when we go out now, we're going out to represent Jesus. We're going out to prepare the way for him, for the people. And we can't do that in our own mind. We can't do that based on, well, I think it may be this way, or I think it may be that way. But we have to be willing to allow the Holy Ghost to come in, take control, to lead not just our body. You know, we're real good about, yeah, Lord, take over my body. Take my footsteps, you know. Put me in the direction you want me to go. How about this little member right here? This tongue. Lord, take control of my mouth. Take control of my words. Give me the words to speak so that when I talk to somebody, it's not about me, but it's about you. See, they were not going on their own mission. And you know how we are. Oh, I got to get Sister So-and-so saved. My auntie over here, she needs Jesus. And my brother, well, no. We're not going out in our own mission. We're going out in the mission and where God has sent us. Because a lot of times we can do more harm than good, thinking we're doing good. But God has somebody else who could take care of Sister So-and-so. My brother, my auntie, my cousin. Unless God opens that door, unless God sends you on that mission. So the 70 that went out, they weren't the destination. They were the introduction. So when we go out, we should not have the mindset of it's all about us. But the destination isn't, look at me. Look how great I am. Look how glorious I can speak. The destination is Jesus sacrificed his life, died on the cross. It's all about a dead lamb in a puddle of blood. It's all about the fact that he allowed his own creation to put him on a tree. So Jesus sent out the 70. And their purpose was to prepare the hearts for his arrival. As we represent Christ in this day and age, we should be preparing the hearts of the people to accept his arrival. I have found, and this is an old saying, if I can get it right, you can catch more bees with honey. It's a matter of sweetening up the pot. Now, I'm not saying things that are not of God, but it's the loving kindness. The gentleness, you know, that we don't speak harshly because people's hearts and their minds are more open when we show love. And really, it's not that hard to show love. Now, we may be not so easy to love, but it's not that hard for us to show love. And that's what the 70 did. They went out and they prepared the hearts and the minds of the people, so that when Jesus would come into the cities, that the people were ready to receive him. Acts 1 and 8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto both me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Now, when Jesus left these words with his disciples, it wasn't a suggestion that they would. It was a commission that they would. And he didn't leave them a building plan or strategy, or structure. What he left them with was an identity to be a representative for him. And He didn't leave them powerless. It says, but ye shall receive power. And the word power speaks of divine ability. He enabled them to do in the natural what they could not do in the natural. They had to use supernatural power. The divine power of the Holy Ghost is what they were going to receive. But they had to wait. Not so easy for us, is it? It's not easy for us to wait. But he didn't want his representatives to go out in their own strength. He wanted his representatives to go out in the power and the authority of his name. And it's the same way today. And the only way that we can do that is by operating in the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. We cannot properly represent Jesus in our own strength. Because a lot of times people will look at us and they go, well, you look just like me. And then sometimes what makes it even worse, well, you're doing the same thing that I'm doing. So we have to be able to represent him in the strength, the power, and the authority of the Holy Ghost. As a representative, we identify with our master. Now, I know using that word master raises eyebrows on some folks because they automatically go back into slavery. However, I'm a slave to Jesus. I'm proud to say I'm a slave to Jesus. It's a willing slavery that I'm entering in. And so I can call him my master. We make the mistake sometimes, we want to call him our buddy. Now, he is our friend. But even though he's our friend, we still need to have a certain level of respect for who we're talking about. So when we look at our master is not sending us out without having power. He didn't send his disciples out. He doesn't want us to go out. But you know, sometimes we can be just a tad bit impatient. No patience whatsoever. Whenever I think about that, I think about a message I preached about Cushy. Let me run. No message, no power, no authority, no nothing. But we don't want to be caught like that. The Holy Ghost is a gift that has been given to us. The power of the Holy Ghost allows us as believers not just to speak for Jesus, but to live for Jesus. As I said earlier, so that when people look at our lives, and you know what? You know they're going to look at your life. For a lot of people, they may not read the Bible, but they're going to read you. They're going to read everything that you're doing, every little thing. I used to tell folks on my job when certain situations would arise, and, you know, sometimes folks can get a rise in you. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. He could bring it down. Because I would always say, if I ever did show out, the first thing somebody was going to say, I knew she wasn't saved anyway. She was talking all that time. So people look at our lives. As I said, they may not read the Bible, but you can best believe they're going to read us. And you know something about man? We can be so critical. Oh, did you notice that her skirt was a little bit longer in the back than it is in the front? And that may be because sometimes it's pack will weigh it down, and you know, so it's pulling it down here. But we can tend to be a little more critical. But thank God, that's not the way that Jesus is. You know, yes, he's not going to put up with sin. But he yet loves us. And when we do sin, it's not if we sin, but when we do sin, we have an advocate. He's willing to dust us off. You know, I don't want to say he picks us up. We got to get up and then he'll help us. But he's right there for us. And as a representative, that's what we need to do. When somebody is caught up in a fault, Lord knows, like I said, don't browbeat them. You know, the person is already down. Now, if we was on the streets and we were fighting and they went down, yeah, we're going to kick them. And we're going to keep them down because we don't want them to come back up. However, in the kingdom of God, that is not the way it should be. If we see, or when we see, because we will see, and we will do it ourselves, but when we see our brother or our sister in a fault, as a representative of Jesus, we should go in the spirit and the meekness of love to let them know, come on, you can make it. I'm praying for you. You know, a lot of times, people will call on the phone, did you hear about sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so? But they're not calling to pray, they're calling to gossip. They're calling to talk. You know, that's not being a representative. It's, did you hear about sister Big Toe? She's going through right now. How about if we just come together and agree with God and lift her up in prayer that God will move for her? It's so difficult, yet so easy to be a representative, because we can represent in a good way or in a bad way. And one of the things about being a representative, when the disciples went out after they received the Holy Ghost, they didn't just stay in the little confines in which they were comfortable. That scripture says that they would be witnesses in Jerusalem, which was where they were at. And you know, for the most part for us, we are comfortable where we are at. You know, you take this environment, for instance, it's good to catch somebody after church and say, I'll pray with you. Yeah, because we're comfortable where we are at. But then it said Judea. Their surrounding area. Okay, I'm going out to the store. God may lead somebody in my path for me to witness to. I'm going to my job. God may lead somebody. And notice I keep saying lead because we don't want to bombard anybody. And then Samaria, which is the uncomfortable places. Because you know, the Jews had no dealings with Samaria. But yet he told them to go to Samaria. Sometimes we have to step out of our comfort zone in order to represent Jesus wherever it is that he wants us to be. And then it says to the uttermost parts. And that's beyond our natural reach. And I thought, wow, I don't even know how to get there. But I'm praying. Okay, Lord, if you said that's where I'm going, so be it. But there's so much for us to do. I mean, it is a blessing. Not everybody can be a Steve or a Jared. There's a lot of people that are floating around up there in D.C. and our nation. But we have these two men. Not everybody can be a representative for Jesus. Now, he wants everybody to be a representative, but not everybody is going to be a representative, because we have to be willing to understand that it's not about us. We have to be willing to take a back seat, to be willing to put Jesus first. And it's always so hard for us to say, not my will, but thy will be done. But as a representative, that's what we have to do. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just praise you. And Lord, we just ask that you just touch our lives. Fill us, Lord. Help us to realize that the only way that we're going to make it is with your Spirit. The only way that we can represent you in this world, Lord, is by surrendering our will to you, being able to allow you to use us. Lord, as you sent out the 70, as you sent out Peter and John to prepare the upper room, help us to acknowledge, Lord, your knowledge, knowing that wherever you send us, whatever direction you lead us, even though we may not understand, Lord, that's the direction that you would have us to go. Help our lives be a testimony unto you, so that everywhere we go, we can represent you well. Continue to keep your hand upon us. Continue to lead and guide us. We just thank you.
We need you this morning, Lord. We have no power or strength to be like you outside of you. So draw us closer to you, Father. Draw us closer to your word and closer to relationship, so that through and by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in us and the strength you give us to surrender to that leading and guiding of the Holy Spirit, we can become more like you, look more like you, walk and talk more like you each and every day. We lift this prayer up to you, Father, and we ask it sincerely in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Lincoln, for that reminder for all of us to have a desire to want to be more and look more like Christ, to represent him, right? That's why we're here. So by representing him, we can lead others to the foot of the cross. Amen. Just a few announcements. If you have not had an opportunity to give, please do so in support of the ministry. There are several ways to do that, so allow God to lead you in that. Also, we will have a baptism service next Sunday at 11 a.m. So please come out to support those that have decided to be baptized. And then lastly, this Saturday, April 18th, we'll have a prayer set here at church. It will begin at 10 a.m. and go to noon. It's nothing formal, just to come together as a church body and pray. And as we draw closer to the end and we're in the end times, I draw strength from coming together with my brothers and sisters to pray. So if you're able to come out and join us, please do so. And that's again this Saturday, April 18th from 10 to noon, and baptism service next Sunday at 11 a.m. Okay. If you'll stand with me, I'll pray over our offering and pray us out. Lord, we just thank you so much for every heart, every person here and those watching online as well. Thank you, Lord, for another day you've given us to come together as a church family to worship, to praise you, Lord, and to learn more about your word. We ask, God, that the word that went forth today in both services, Lord God, just rest in our hearts, Lord God, and stay on our minds, Lord. Just allow your word to resonate through us. Everyone that gave, Lord God, or even had a thought to give, a desire to give, and were not able, we ask your blessings over those that are faithful in what you have called them to do as far as giving to this ministry. Continue to bless what is given and multiply it, Father, to meet the needs of this ministry and all the ministries that we serve. God, just watch over us. Be with us throughout this week. Thank you in advance for preparing the way. We love you, Lord, and we ask for your protection as we travel home and until we return here again. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen. You are dismissed.